How many of you like Hallmark, the Hallmark station, Hallmark movies? Any? Oh, I knew it. I knew it. Totally. So you'll like. Yeah.
The
Craig, here's the critical question. Craig, do you like Hallmark?
I do.
You guys were meant to be like together forever. There's no doubt. So today's like the Hallmark station, like everything just comes together and just restoration and goodness, right? Throughout our journey in conflict resolution, it really, a lot of the studies haven't resolved themselves. They've just hung out and given you tips for how to bring reconciliation, restoration. But today's a day where we really begin to celebrate how restoration happens. And so I told you last week, my belief, I love it when conflict and sin happens in the church. What? Did the pastor say that? I'm not promoting sin by any means. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is when conflict and sin happens in the church, when the process of forgiveness and reconciliation happens, the church can become more powerful than it ever was in the first place. Same can be true for families. So, by the way, Martin Luther once told his right-hand man, Philip Melanchthon, he said, "You're too perfect. You need to go sin." He actually told Philip Melanchthon to go sin. Go do something. That way you can live in God's grace a little bit more. Now that can be taken to an extreme, so I'm not saying that. All right. Don't write that down and say, "Pastor Lucky said, go to the bar and just do wild things." That's not what I'm saying. All right. So I just want to share a couple things. Be thinking of yourself, of stories maybe of reconciliation, restoration. One was this week, I had an eye during this class. I didn't share any of these with you, but I am in my own Christian walk practicing the joy of celebrating restoration when it happens, rather than looking for conflict, just taking a moment and praising God when I see reconciliation. So I want to share a couple stories where I saw that in my life over the last 6 weeks, and then we'll get into our study. And one would be my wife. She did a clever thing. She's very clever in general, but her brother had a car accident, and then like any family, there's been tension over all sorts of things. You imagine every family's had it this year on approach to height, you know. Should you wear a mask? Shouldn't you wear a mask? My family has it too. All families have it. And so there's been some like times where members who were typically, talking have not. That's happened. And so then Alex gets into this car accident and Alicia goes down. What was it, like a month ago, maybe? And so this last week, she's kind of the ringleader of the family for her family. She got them all together, and on a Zoom video, she created a crossword puzzle to celebrate Alex's life. And so all the questions were about significant moments in his life. When Alex ran into the tree, which bone did he break? That was the crossword answer. She developed this whole crossword. And so it was a clever way, brought everyone together, and I just sat back on the couch and I was just laughing because I saw a beautiful thing. A family that wasn't talking was all of a sudden laughing and making fun of each other in a healthy way. So that was one story I saw.